This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Sometimes my stuff breaks. I don't know if you guys... Did you hear that, Mac? Did you hear what just came over on my end? Good. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Yes, I'm back. Still having issues, but that's okay because I got three chums that are going to help me out tonight, and we're going to lead off tonight with one of my big chums, one of my training chums. We've hung out on the range and we've shot guns and tasted the same dust, and that would be podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Are these technical or health issues that are holding you up today?
Well, I had a technical issue that didn't go out over the air, right? It was rolling and it was bad. I mean, it sounded like something like, like one of these things where, like, is that intelligent life from out of the universe?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and the other one, you know, just the mold motel that I live in. So, now, what's been on your mind, sir?
Gratitude. Hard to feel that when you struggle for every breath. So let me carry the gratitude for this segment.
Okay.
I'm really grateful for your show, because where would our listeners learn that guns save lives every minute? And you and I take that but of course. But if we ask our neighbors, a lot of them would look at us like we'd just fallen off the truck, landed on our head. And it makes a huge difference. Look, a gun is such an important safety tool that it's really hard to lock up our guns and make them safe without costing lives. I ran through the numbers. You may have seen them. A violent crime was committed about every 25 seconds, and it wouldn't be a surprise then that a firearm was used in legal self-defense about every 31 seconds. Look, every half a minute, that's a lot. Now, okay, what are the things that make the news? Oh, gosh, we have to round up guns because, on average, an individual is killed in a mass murder every 4 days. Well, wait a minute. Every half minute, every 4 days, those aren't even close. Look, that means we've used a gun for self-defense 12,000 times for each person killed in a mass murder. How do we make guns harder to get, reduce who can get them, without making it just a little bit harder to own a gun, and we turn one of those 12,000 self-defense cases into a murder where a good guy gets killed? This isn't easy. It's like saying, oh, we're going to lock up knives. But knives are so useful.
Well, I mean, they're trying that in England. That's not working out very good for them either. Plus, they're having where they don't even have guns there. They've got a bunch of gun crime happening there, too.
They do now. But you can see an analogy with cell phones in California. Oh, we should just ban cell phones because teenagers text, drive, get in accidents. But we've saved so many lives because we can report accidents easily rather than have to wait for a policeman to come by.
Right.
How about cars? Cars kill tens of thousands of us. Well, we don't ban cars because they save so many of us. Medical misadventures kill, what, a quarter million of us?
At least.
But medicine saves, so you have to measure both sides. Otherwise, you do some things that are just really, really stupid. And, with, you know, the people that listen to your show have the perspective now to sort the common sense from the crazy sounds they hear on the news. I appreciate it. I'm grateful.
Well, I mean, you do it too, right? You put out two podcasts a week. Well, no, how many do you put out a week? Three?
No, just two. Well, I get to talk with you and then the Polite
Society.
Well, how
many times does Polite Society?
Self-defense gun stories. Yeah.
Well, how many times does Polite Society come out?
This week it came out twice. Typically it's once. So in my entire week, I do less than you do in a day.
Well, let's not, you know, we got to count the writing, too, because of the kind of things you write about and the kind of perspective you put behind it.
I'm glad that in all my writing, maybe I keep you busy for another hour. There's still, you're a very busy man. Anyway, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I sit back and, like, I here lately I've been looking at what's going on in Europe.
Yes.
And right now Macron and Merkel want to raise a land army. They just want to raise an army.
Now, they're about to get one in their lap, whether they want it or not. Probably not the one they intended.
They want to raise an EU ground army. They want there to be an EU ground army. And but they don't want there to be an air force. You don't, in today's modern battlefield, you do not get out there and start any sort of a military operation without having supremacy of the sky. So who would they be planning on fighting? And one thing they're doing right now is they're, you know, they've been trying to pressure the Czech Republic. They have successfully pressured Switzerland to tighten up on their gun laws, and they're holding back. They won't allow them to have trade with them if they don't tighten that up. So why, you know, Russia's not going to come after them. Russia doesn't have the, you know, they don't have an economy that could sustain a long term. Conventional fighting war, you know, shooting war. So they're planning on having to fight their own citizens. And we're already seeing this now in France, where they're basically disarmed. And they've raised the gas tax, and now the yellow vests are rioting and have been rioting now for, what, about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Did you hear where the yellow vests are chanting, "We want Trump," just to make the French authorities go crazy?
Well, I mean,
they're tired of being taxed. God bless them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you remember when Obama said you can't drill your way to cheaper prices.
And Texas said, "Hold my beer, watch this."
Yeah, hold my beer. And we're seeing this. Now, the EU, of course, fully intends to continue their bureaucratic, unelected, non ways. But all we got to do is watch what's happening there. And that's what the Democrats want.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I don't quite understand how the Democrats would pull it off, because they've ostracized everybody out there that might possibly kick in the doors for them. But
when we read about these red flag protection orders, you know, extreme risk protection orders.
Yeah.
No, all it takes is a handful of cops, and they'll impose crazy laws one door at a time.
Yeah, we'll see how that one goes. Though that one's gonna Well, I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I'll tell you where
that's
right. Those
well,
goes.
Well, you and I both have some comments on that. That'll
sure,
be
sure. Rob, of course, Rob is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, which is his website. Also a featured writer at ClashDaily.com with the very muted and introverted Doug Giles. And and a featured writer at Amoland.com, in addition to all the places that he gets republished. And then, of course, there's the podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a very unique podcast out there. It's the only one of its type that does what it does when it concerns armed self-defense, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah. T&E gun is coming. We will talk about that another time. Right now I am talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, and apparently a rabid trainer as well. He likes to go train and practice and do things and stuff, which I don't get to do nearly as much. But anyway.
You make some pretty nice videos of it. By the way, when's the last time you were at the range?
Well, it hasn't been since you've been at the range. The last time I went to the range was about a month ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you there.
I shoot a lot of video when I go, so then I throw a bunch of stuff out there because I know I don't get to go as often as I would like to.
Yeah, gotcha. And it was pointed out to me that everybody wants to shoot at 7 yards, and really 3 feet and 30 yards might be, you know, shoot where you have to stretch yourself rather than what you're comfortable with. So
yeah,
I have an agenda.
Well, one thing I've been doing, I have discovered through various training scenarios where I'm out there, like when I'm training to shoot the long distance shot, I'd be better off just carrying the Nighthawk.
Yep.
I mean, I can hit whatever I want with that.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It is cool. But I mean, the CZs, the PO9, the PO7, that works just about as good.
Right.
And the only issue that I have is the Glock and its funky grip angle.
Yep. Yep. Hey, now does the your buddy's, where he makes his own lowers that are like a Glock, use the Glock tops? Which ones are those?
Those are the Ace Firearms Militia Arms custom guns.
Do they have the same Glock angle, or no, are they closer to the 1911?
They're closer to the 1911. They're actually about the same grip angle as the CZ.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That could, you know, that could be expensive, Bill.
Well, it could be for if you have an extensive Glock collection, you're like, I could just put my slides on there. And that's the thing. That's the thing about the lowers are meant to work straight out of the box with a Glock slide.
Yep.
Which unfortunately most people don't want to do. They want it to be Glock is going to be the next platform that is cloned a lot. We're going to see that. 1911 has been. The Browning has been. In rifles, it's been the AR. It's been the AK. It's been the H&Ks. Lots of clones with those. But I think the Glock is going to be the next cloned. Because that's the gun everybody loves to hate.
I appreciate it. And with that, you're right. My biggest with the Glock is the grip angle. Okay, yeah. We can fix that. March on.
We were talking about the red flag
laws, right? Yeah.
I'm afraid what we're going to see happen is if we have too many more Marylands where they kill a guy. Now, it's not going to be, it won't be in the same fashion, but if you have it one town where you've got that happening enough, I'm afraid we might see another Bundy Ranch type scenario.
Right.
And I mean, I thought it was going to be Connecticut. I thought they were going to go around door to door, rounding up guns in Connecticut and shoot and kill people there. Possibly New York, where they wanted to do the same thing.
And they have done it sporadically in New York.
Right.
We did see something almost like a Bundy Ranch in Utah, where there was an order. The gentleman in this case was a Social Security recipient. He had a payee. I believe he was a vet. They said, okay, we're going to take your guns. And the local sheriff said, no, sir. Nice try. No. And a bunch of his neighbors and the local sheriff said, this ain't happening here. I have a very different take on it. I'm extremely disappointed that the populace is so easily fooled with these laws. Again, your listeners understand how often a gun is used and how crazy it is to just wave a wand and say, Shazam, you're disarmed. Imagine if we, though, had one honest judge, because the vast majority of extreme risk protection orders are found to be invalid when the defendant appears in court.
Right. Yeah. They're like, a temporary order. They're a temporary order. But, I mean, it's have you seen how many supposed conservative pundits have been out there?
Right. The crazy making part of that, though, is this is a law that misses its target 19 times out of 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, so, and the guy goes, Judge, I'm an older person. I'm living on retirement. You just wiped out my finances to defend my rights from a false accusation. You forced me into court. I want the state to pay court costs because I'm defending a civil right. And a judge, or perhaps an appeals judge, goes, oh, you're right. This is a civil right. The state will pay your court costs. It all gets tied up, and all of a sudden, a bunch of states go, ooh, can we afford extreme risk protection orders when 19 times out of 20, the state will foot the bill? Wouldn't it be interesting to find an honest judge?
Well, what happens if, another thing, we got about a minute left, by the way. Another thing to consider is in these states where they have these things, mm-hmm. if they do have a rampage killing, can the state be sued?
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that if they're going to get out there and say, okay, this is how we're going to stop it. We've already done that with the gun-free zone. We've got the gun-free zone signs out and everything else, and they don't work. So
right.
They still have rampage killings. At some point, if the state's going to get out there and they're going to make everybody defenseless, I think they ought to pay something very shortly. But
right. I get it. Hard. No, the state will claim limited immunity and the cops will claim the same even if they shoot an innocent gun owner.
Well, that's only going to go so far, though. I think that's only going to go. They're only going to kill so many, and then they're going to be facing a backlash they don't want to face. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations, As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
Former FBI Director James Comey was testifying on Capitol Hill. Republicans are crying foul over the fact that a lot of questions were not answered due to the fact that a government lawyer interfered. Comey was asked about this after his testimony.
When you read the transcript, then I think you will not see that happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about things as we go along, and we've mentioned a few things, and we've talked about a few things. Although the one thing that do you think the alternative media or the new media or the talk, you know, the not the mainstream legacy media, mm-hmm. think the rise of all of that, the blogging, the podcasts, all this other stuff, do you think that has aided in making sure that everybody gets a second side of the argument?
For some, I think this country is more divided than ever. There is no common media. You and I grew up with three channels. The news was the news. Now, right. If you want to hear CNN or MSNBC or Vox, you can be immersed in them 24/7. They come right out of your pocket. You can, or the trace, you can believe exactly what you want to believe. by selecting your news. Is that healthy? It's harder for the body politic to have a common set of facts. They don't have a common set of news. Unfortunately, our news media have responded by becoming niche markets. Oh, if you're conservative, you listen to The Blaze or Fox. If you're liberal, you listen to MSNBC and CNN. Ah, hard. The news is there. Do you want to go find it? You can make yourself happy and put your head in the bubble.
Yeah. I think a lot of people probably gravitated to like one side there mm-hmm. for a while, and I think now they probably are sitting around and sometimes they go and look at other stuff, but at the same time they can basically get reports on it based upon whatever they're listening to, because everybody who does some sort of counter to the legacy media are going to come out and name names and put things out there. So I don't know how many people go. I mean, I don't watch TV at all. I don't. I have right. TV. I used to not have TV. I used to be completely unplugged, but then I got TV, but I still don't watch it.
Right.
Unless it's
I'm in the same,
Jimmy Stewart
same situation here.
So,
Now, isn't that interesting? For in-depth journalism, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
And... Oh, Cheryl, the gal. Oh, I forgot her name.
Cheryl Atkison. Yeah.
I have really replaced a lot of in-depth reporting. If that and Real Clear Politics or, that's where I go for my in-depth, honest political news. Do I right. trust the mainstream media, even Fox News? Not as far as I can throw it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Fox News is, until they get rid of Shepard Smith.
Thank you.
Because whenever I listen to Shepard Smith, I'm just thinking, I don't even know what because I don't watch it, I don't even know what he is but he sounds a lot like any one of these MSNBC, MSS right. guys at any given time. So, but I sit back, I wonder what would have happened politically if there was still only one type of media in the United States today.
I don't think that hasn't been the case for a long time. Remember, the local newspapers used to avidly announce which side they were on. The right. local press Democrat. Which side were they on? Very clearly. They told you. And you and I think, oh, that's just the name of a paper. No, that was a political affiliation. The Hearst papers very clearly wear their political identification on their sleeve. So we have not had, we've always needed a curious and skeptical electorate to sort the facts out from what the media gives us.
But I mean, the media as it was, now if you think about it, Bernstein and...
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the Watergate papers. The Watergate.
Right. Right.
This was basically two guys that decided to take down a president, and
right.
they did. They took down a president, mm-hmm. and this was without. There was no petitions to sign. There was no social media or anything. Just the power of the television, which it being the only model out there. So. We had a silent coup in the United States.
We did. And notice when Bill Clinton later broke the law many times with media support, they were able to unring the bell.
Yeah.
And that spawned Breitbart News.
Right.
He said never again.
I don't think they quite understand how these things work to where they are the direct cause and you get a result, which is like in Trump. Trump is a result of Republicans not doing what they said they were going to do and seeing what Obama was going to do. That's what right. Trump became. And it was inevitable. I mean, I don't know if I would say it's too bad, but if H. Ross Perot had the wrong idea at the wrong time.
Yes. And he was a very charismatic figure. Had he pulled something like a Bloomberg and essentially created the Tea Party years earlier, he could have had a much bigger effect.
He was kind of
one and done because he had a cult of personality about him.
Yep. He's still around. He's 88 years old. He's past his prime. But he's still hacking it, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a new thing. I think 80 now is the new 30.
Oh, I hope not. I've got a list of really corrupt billionaires, and I'm going, how will they ever be stopped? They're frightening. We have George Soros, who manipulated countries through the currency markets, and now he wants to buy governments. The first thing he does is buy the Secretary of State in each of, any state he wants to take over. Then he gets the voting laws changed. Then, now it's just a ground game, and he can buy any state, any legislation he wants. He just neutralized Florida. It's really frightening.
So, things continue to evolve. We can only hope they continue to evolve. Like, for example, I don't know if you saw this, but like CRTV and The Blaze are merging. Mm-hmm.
Are they?
They are merging. And most of the CRTV people, it's going to be called Blaze Media.
Okay.
But you're going to have just like this giant, it's going to be a bigger ensemble mm-hmm. cast, if you will, of people going out in all directions under one umbrella.
I may have to subscribe to that. Maybe. That would make me watch the tube at least for 20 minutes a day. Yeah. Interesting. Now that's if they were really smart, it would essentially be pay-per-view video, the same way you and I. We don't sit there and listen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we're coming up on this next break. I'll tell you what I think they need if they were really smart to complete the ensemble. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've covered a few things.
Can I back up for a minute?
Absolutely.
Do you remember we were talking about, if we could only find honest judges? And we started with these extreme risk protection orders. Something a friend brought to my attention, I want to share it with our listeners. This crazy bill that was just passed, the initiative in Washington State, that just was a 30-page laundry list of gun control. In there is mandatory annual training. So again, typically, if you had to choose your defendant, you want them old enough they're sympathetic and young enough that they'll still be alive by the time the case winds its way through the courts. And this guy goes, I'm on limited means. You tell me this is a right. You're telling me I have to go get annual training to use it. That's like a poll tax.
Right.
And one judge again says, oh, wow, you know, you're right. So either the state has to provide it for free, or you can write it off your taxes. If not, here's a way to apply to the state for a refund. One judge anywhere in the U.S. can stand this on its head.
Right.
And that argument isn't too far out.
No, it isn't. I mean, we have seen that coming out of the Ninth Circuit repeatedly, where one judge or one court can run the country. And I'm waiting to see something like that happen. I have been waiting to see something like that happen, except these guys, have you noticed how much gun control seems to originate in Washington State. You would think by now they would have all they need.
Or California, exactly.
Well, California, I think California is running out of ways to, although I have read that they intend to tax semi-automatics.
Yeah, an annual tax on your gun, and a judge will go, no, that's not an infringement. Thank you, Judge Roberts. It's just a tax. You had some idea for your media empire and world domination. What was that?
when did I bring that one up? What did I say about that?
The Blaze merging with
Genesis. I'm sorry. Not that. I look at these guys and they say we're a media powerhouse and we cover this and we cover that. But if you go look at their lineup, they don't have a Second Amendment guy. They have a sports guy. Well, I don't know why they need a sports guy, but they have a sports guy. But at the same time, now I have noticed this across my time. I do a lot of fill-ins at a local station, and I'll find all kinds of people get out there that are just what I refer to as a general practitioner in media.
Okay.
And they're not specific. You know, they're just conservatives. They're not specifically talking about guns or any one specific thing. They're just sort of a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
They don't know how to make the argument.
Right.
Now, I've seen some of these guys make some very good arguments from time to time, but I've never seen anybody get out there and just argue all the facts, because they'll be like, but, you know, Tucker Carlson, he does a pretty good job preparing, but he's got his own gig, and he's got two. He's got Daily Caller, and he's got Fox News. I doubt CRTV/The Blaze will entice him away.
No.
So they don't have a Second Amendment guy. And I noticed that the Blaze didn't have one. CRTV didn't have one. Now they've merged. Now they got twice as much and still no Second Amendment guy.
Would Michelle Malkin qualify? I mean, she's more of a generalist.
Yeah, she knows a few details. She knows a few details. The idea, when I think of a Second Amendment guy is going to say on the air, he's going to get out there and say, listen, if gun owners are really the way you characterize us, none of you would be alive. We would have killed all of you by now.
Right.
And that's just a reality that, I don't understand why I say it all the time. Maybe that's why I'm not on the CRTV Blaze conglomerate.
Well, the NRA just laid off 10 people, I think, out of their media.
Yeah.
Cameron Gray was one of them, one of the few I've met that were laid off.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, okay, if they lay off Dana Loesch, she might end up back at the Blaze.
Well, Dana has a syndicated radio show with Radio America, I believe it is. She has quite the listenership. So I would think now she is a Second Amendment person.
Yep.
I don't think when they hired her that she was. I think they hired her because that she was a popular personality. I don't think that she was a Second Amendment type person.
She was threatened when she was doing some media coverage of a campaign rally where a bunch of, I can't remember the name, the National Government Union, what's it called? A bunch of those thugs beat up a guy who was just, you know, he'll sell any hat at any political rally, and he got beat up because he had a Make America Great Again hat for sale. And she goes, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? And after she was threatened, I think very much like Emily Miller, that converted her to a Second Amendment person.
Yeah, but I mean, Emily would make a very good choice because Emily has actually had to maneuver the Byzantine path you have to go through to try to get a gun in Washington, D.C. prior to them becoming shall issue.
Right.
And she's actually been threatened personally. She's come in on people that have broken in on her personally. So that kind of personal experience, I think that would educate somebody really fast. I'm trying to think of who I would call a really good female to come in there and roll in on the national stage. In the beginning, it wasn't Dana Loesch, though.
No. Now, you know that Emily Miller ran
Ted Cruz's campaign in Texas.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She still, I haven't been following. Does she still write? Is she still a newspaper person?
No, she was working for, I think she was the Washington, D.C. editor for One America News,
okay.
Which would be another place that Dana could go if the NRA dropped her.
Sure.
But I think she took a leave to go do that.
Yeah.
She had been in government before. She was a spokesperson for prominent figures in the establishment. So, yeah, I'm glad she did it. A great step for her. I'm glad they were successful.
I just don't understand why these media people don't get out there and complete their team.
But, I don't get it. Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean Glenn Beck is he is not somebody who believes in national concealed carry reciprocity. He said it on out loud that I don't believe everybody should have access to a gun. And then the question should be asked to him or anybody that makes that claim. Okay, well, who determines that?
Right. And back to the point that you and I make over and over again, as you impose a restriction on who has a gun. Show me you're not doing more harm than good, because a firearm does so much good.
Yeah.
It is.
Sam Colt was right.
Next week, I think you've inspired me, Bill. I have to do that article about, someone had come up, looked at the gun laws in California. It was their own, the gun control group that they stood up at UC Davis, and he said, it's great, but we don't see a significant reduction in firearms crime or in suicide. And
you're talking about the study that just came out of Garen Wintemute's little...
Yes.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, we can talk about that next week. That's not oops. That's everybody, you know, broken clock is right twice a day.
Thank you, Bill. It's been great.
Thank you, sir. All right, Rob, you can go check Rob out at Slopak's WordPress blog. Go there. But definitely go check him out at ammoland.com. Go check him out at clashdaily.com. And go get the podcast. Go get the Polite Society podcast. Go get Self-Defense Gun Stories. That's a forensic look at an actual self-defense incident. We'll be right back. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.